of the things everybody was sort of going wild over, and you, especially at the initial part of the lockdown and when COVID-19 was announced, people going, yeah, but we can't get hold of hand sanitizer. People are selling hand sanitizer for, you know, double the price, etc., etc., etc. And I've got to say, that whole issue seems to have evened out now, seems to have cooled down. But I was reading Business Insider, and a fascinating story. Food scientists from Stellenbosch University have made hand sanitizer using bread. I don't even know where to even start with that. So I thought, let's get on Dr. Timo Tate, who is with Stellenbosch University, to tell us more about this. Doctor, thank you very much for your time.
Hi there. Good morning, Kina. Thanks for the call.
I love innovation, right? And I'm a big fan of universities and, you know, what happens behind those lovely walls. But how does one even start making hand sanitizer from bread? Help me out here.
Well, it all started after the presidency announced that we should all self-isolate and that a lockdown was possibly on the cards. And a colleague of mine, Dr. Stephen Hayward, we immediately sat down and had a bit of a brainstorming session because we knew something like hand sanitizer would be helpful for our staff and students. And so immediately we thought, how could we make something like this? And the first thing that sprang to mind was utilizing a waste stream, bread, that we could easily get from IRS, with which we are both involved with, and then to ferment that down to ethanol, which we could distill in my lab.
Oh, wow. So and how long does that whole process take? So maybe if we can talk about this in tangible terms, if we look at a loaf of bread, how much ethanol do you get out of, let's say, an average loaf of bread? If I can ask another stupid question.
Well, a loaf of bread is about 700 grams. We used about 60 kilograms in our fermentation, for which we could theoretically produce about a maximum yield of 18 liters of ethanol.
Wow.
So from a single loaf of bread, you might not get that much, but if you could add volume to it, then we could definitely make a bit of a dent if the process is optimized.
This is fascinating. And do we have any idea how much bread goes to waste in this country? I would imagine it's loads and loads and loads if one just looks at what comes out of restaurants, homes, etc.
That is exactly right. There are literally tons of bread that do go to waste. Some of it we are trying to channel towards the production of animal feeds, because as you know, bread consists mostly of starches, which would then ultimately be very available to animals.
Yes.
But we, Stefan and I, we tend to see these waste streams not as waste streams, but as new raw materials for different products. So this is something that we are quite passionate about and that we try to solve on a daily basis.
Because, you know, so you manage to distill and get ethanol out of, as you've just explained, but that ethanol can be, it's more than just hand sanitizer. What are some of the other uses?
We're specifically looking at hand sanitizers, but at the university we also use ethanol quite a lot in routine sterilization of work surfaces. So we tend to use 70% ethanol to kill off bacteria in microbial labs for antiseptic work. So what we would ultimately look into then is to alleviate some of the cost constraints on the university by producing laboratory-grade ethanol for them after this whole crisis has passed.
Okay. Well, hopefully Vim allows you guys to run commercially with this, and hopefully, you know. So this is there to help the university, and I totally understand that, right? Do you think there's a potential commercial use for this process that you've created?
There could be if an industry partner takes this over. For us specifically in the lab, that might not be something that we're looking into.
Sure.
But it's a waste stream that obviously can be put to use.
Definitely.
So, so commercial value, sure, but in mainstream ethanol production from distillation might not be as effective as a Sasol produced source because they use petroleum. But again, this is the alleviation of another problem in terms of food waste as well.
And that's exactly what I've been thinking. You know, you get that food waste sits there. No one's going to sell you frot bread. You can get it. So I think your costs would be to actually transport the bread, and then obviously to do the extraction of the ethanol. And there's a cost to that. But it's something we should really come and see once we not locked down anymore. I'm fascinated to see how that actually works, and we can maybe even film some of it if it's possible.
But I'm sure we can arrange something like that. Yeah,
it's fascinating. I just think that we take these opportunities to see how we can create value, within society, especially from an impact perspective. So yes, you're impacting from a waste stream perspective, but at the same time, if this goes commercial and you end up, for example, getting smaller vendors providing this to people that might need it, to pharmacies, etc., you could start creating entrepreneurs, for example. So I just love what you guys have done. So, and I just want to thank you very much for joining us and telling us about it.
Thank you so much, Kino. You have a lovely day, sir.
Wonderful stuff. Dr. Thibo Tate, they're from Stellenbosch University, postdoctoral researcher in food science at the university.